Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. New U.S. sanctions on the Muslim Brotherhood may not impact daily life in the Middle East, but decisions like this carry consequences for gospel ministry. Then World Missionary Press scripture booklets bring strength and hope to natural disaster survivors. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, the United States labels Muslim Brotherhood cells in Egypt, Lebanon, and Jordan as terrorist groups, leading to sanctions and other financial restrictions. The Trump administration says the Muslim Brotherhood's support for Hamas played a leading role in the designation. Samuel with Redemptive Stories explains the connection.
Their push has historically been, if we were just good Muslims and followed the way correctly, then God would bless us by giving back the land of Palestine. So as long as there continues to be fighting and frustration between Israeli settlers and Palestinians, then there will continue to be a push for the Islamic Brotherhood or people like them.
While the Muslim Brotherhood's new label won't have a significant effect on everyday lives in the Middle East,
the importance is to remember that political decisions in every part of the world have consequences on ministry.
Samuel urges believers to follow the news through a kingdom lens, focusing on more than just political outcome.
Unblinding support for Israel has implications on the gospel in our part of the world, and we need to consider how decisions that are made on one side can affect believers in Palestine and around our region.
And most importantly, pray.
We should long for peace that would create space for people to dream about a future with the Lord and creating opportunities for the gospel to go forth.
Meanwhile, 70 years after five missionaries were killed on a jungle beach in Ecuador, the redemptive story continues. Yesterday, we talked about the martyrdom anniversary of those men, Nate Saint, Jim Elliott, Ed McCulley, Peter Fleming, and Roger Udarian, who were killed bringing the gospel to the Wadani tribe. But instead of walking away, their families stayed. Elizabeth Elliott and Rachel Saint lived with the tribe and told them about Jesus. Gene Jordan, a former Mission Aviation Fellowship Ecuador pilot, says today,
the Wadani Bible has been translated. They have scripture in their own language.
And today, there's a Wadani church. Like churches everywhere, faith looks messy sometimes, but it's growing under the leadership of Gilberto Monkai Jr., the son of the man who delivered the final death spear to MAF pilot Nate Saint 7 decades ago.
They are writing their own praise songs, their own songs of worship to God. They're growing in who they are, and many of them just love Jesus. And I can only imagine the reunion someday when they meet the five guys in heaven and say, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing the gospel to our community.
Praise God for his work among the Wadani people. Be encouraged by the full story at missionnews.org. And finally, World Missionary Press has seen scripture bringing hope to areas hit by natural disasters, according to Helen Williams. She shares the story of one man who helped victims after an earthquake and typhoons hit the Philippines.
He was public enemy number one gang leader for years in the Philippines, and he found the Lord. And it was the scripture booklets that were the tool that led him to the Lord, and then he discipled others. But now he's one of those boldly going to where the people need them the most with the booklet.
This isn't an isolated event for World Missionary Press, which prints and ships for free accessible scripture booklets around the world. When an earthquake struck Myanmar, a local ministry mobilized to provide emergency relief, including scripture booklets.
One particular testimony from a lady lost several family members and saw her home completely destroyed by the earthquake. She said, everything I owned was gone and I had nothing left. But the words of this booklet told me that God still loves me and has not forsaken me. It gave me strength to stand again.
Pray God will help keep their staff focused. Pray especially for those who receive the booklets and for those who are on the front lines, offering hope to those who need it most. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.